So the epistle for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Galatians chapter 5 and 6. Brethren, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be made desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in any fault, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so you shall fulfill the law of Christ. For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every one prove his own work, and so he shall have glory in himself only and not in another. For every one shall bear his own burden, and let him that is instructed in the word communicate to him that instructeth him in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For what things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. For he that soweth in his flesh, of the flesh also shall reap corruption. But he that soweth in the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And in doing good let us not fail, for in due time we shall reap, not failing. Therefore, whilst we have the time, let us work good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 7. At that time, Jesus went into a city called Nain, and there went with him his disciples and a great multitude. And when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was carried out, and the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a great multitude of the city was with her, whom when the Lord had seen being moved with mercy towards her, he said to her, "Weep not." And he came near and touched the bier, and they that carried it stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on them all. And they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet is risen up amongst us, and God hath visited his people." Please be seated. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We have the valuable lesson that St. Paul is trying to teach us in the epistle, telling us to live by the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. There's something that we have seen him warning us or trying to help us and guiding us and trying to exhort us to do the right thing, to obviously to live a truly Catholic life, an integral Catholic life, to where our exterior mirrors or corresponds with the interior. In a true sense, we practice what we preach. We live that life. And so that's where, obviously, you know, sometimes we can fool the people around us. But again, God is never fooled. And that is where we say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. God sees truly who we are. God understands who we are. God understands our weaknesses, our faults. And so for us, that is why it is good to pray to have the understanding of our soul. Where do we stand before the eyes of God? Because by doing so, if we understand that, I mean, that is where we can make the progress in the spiritual life. But if we don't understand that, if we don't see who we truly are, well, then we're never going to make that progress. And so that is why we must live by the faith. And if you reflect on the words also of St. Paul in the epistle, he says, we realize we are nothing and without God's grace we would fall into sin. Because he's talking about that fact of if people think they are something, well, then they will end up falling. Because obviously we're nothing before the eyes of God. But God has created us and he has given us the chance to sanctify our soul through the graces of God. And so that is where we must then rely upon, obviously, God's help. Because otherwise, yes, very likely we will fall. And so we must pray for these graces for our soul, because it brings us back to the idea that, you know, we cannot fool God. For ourselves, we can live a lie for so long, but ultimately, we have to understand But we'll never be able to fool God. So it's much better for us than to try to realize, okay, how do we stand before the eyes of God? What are our weaknesses? What are our difficulties? What are the struggles that we have? And that's why I've encouraged you before, frequent confession helps with that. It helps us to see what we struggle with. It helps us to understand the difficulties we have. Everyone's going to be different. Everyone will struggle with different things. And so that is why also for a priest, when he is giving the penance, he is giving it based off of those sins that are there. The sins that you confess, and then he tries to give you something that will help you with that. But that's where we have to be true to, you know, exactly who we are. If we don't really make a great preparation or we don't go that frequently, we're not going to progress in the spiritual life. And that is also why the spiritual authors will encourage us to make a particular examination. Where you examine a particular fault, most likely your predominant fault. So by examining that, you're trying to see, how can I overcome this? How can I root this out? And so that's what's important for us if we want to try to make any progress in the spiritual life. And again, that's what we see, you know, in today's, you know, the readings for today. What we sow, we will reap. And that is why the encouragement then for us, if you sow in the flesh, well, you're going to reap corruption. But if you sow in the Spirit, well, then you will have life everlasting. That is what you will reap from that. And so that's a lesson for us. That's a way for us to try to see, am I walking in the Spirit? Am I walking in the flesh? Because then by that, what am I sowing? What am I, in a sense, am I planting from that? Because then that will grow. That'll grow to the positive, that'll grow to the negative for us. And so we have to understand that. We have to try to see that. If we want to make progress in the spiritual life, that's why I say we must try to live an integral Catholic life where everything flows from our faith. You know, not just coming to Mass on Sunday, but our whole life stems from our faith. Again, that is where we'll make the progress in the spiritual life. Sunday Catholics are not going to make any progress in the spiritual life. It has to be something that you are committed to, you have conviction for. And that is what St. Paul is trying to exhort us to. But by that exhortation, yes, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of effort in trying to do so. But I mean, that is what is going to matter for us in the end. That is what is going to help us to try to get to heaven. You know, are we walking in the Spirit? Are we walking in the flesh? And he also reminds us, while you have the time, you have the time now, utilize it. You have the opportunity to reflect on your life, on your sins, on your spiritual life. Take advantage of that opportunity that God gives to us. And so it should be a help to us. It should be an encouragement to us for us to try to then put this into practice. And so St. Paul, yes, he exhorts us. He's trying to help. He's trying to guide us. He's telling us what we need to try to do. Again, do we follow that? Do we listen? I mean, are we truly living a Catholic life? And if not, okay, well, what do we need to change from that? Truly, what do we need to root out? What do we need to get rid of? If you want to progress in the spiritual life, this is the path that God gives to us. But if we think we can just kind of fool ourselves throughout our lives, it's not going to happen for us. And that is why it's so strong to tell us that God is not, you know, God is not deceived by us. He is not mocked by us. He sees truly who we are. Do we see that? Again, if you look back to St. Paul when he talks about this, He talks sometimes of how we look in a mirror that is cloudy, that is not clear to us. Again, that is what he's coming back to. That is what he's referring to. We look in the mirror and we don't see the same picture that God sees. That's what we need to change. That is what we need to try to look and to see and ask for the graces from God. Show me who I truly am before your eyes. As a means for me to make the progress that I need to make. So let us pray for these graces. Pray to Our Lady especially. We have celebrated Our Lady of Sorrows. She was faithful to her Son by the cross. Let us be also faithful to her Son. Praying for those graces while we have the time. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.